Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf, she responds to Lui Nishma Asaram B'Yakov Sholom Le'a B'Sitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Chovtes. The Gemara, towards the end of Amud Aleph, says, Minayin Shein Toyanim L'Mesis. How do you know that you don't help out with Tainus, a Mesis, someone who persuades somebody to do something which is like Avodah Zarah? The Gemara brings a riot from Nochash HaKadmoini. Why? So the Gemara Domar Smaloi, Harbet Tainus Eilu Nochash Litoin, Ve'lotoan. There was many tainus that Nochash could have said to explain why he persuaded Chavor, then who persuaded Adam Arishon, to eat from Eitz Hadas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not help him. Says the Gemara, "My Havel LeMimer, which tainus did Nochash have? Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishraimim." Meaning, yes, I did persuade them to go and eat from Eitz Hadas, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to eat from Eitz Hadas. So who do you listen to? You listen to me, you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no taina on me that I try to convince them. Now in this sugya, there's a famous shach, because the Ramah in Choshimish B'Tzimun Lamed Beis says that someone who persuaded people to do Eitz Sheker and did not pay them anything, so he's not chayev even B'dinei Shamayim. The shach brings regarding this a machlokes rishonim. The Tosfos Bava Kama says that someone who sends somebody else, and we know ain't shleich adva avera, the reason is because we learned in the Gemara, divrei rav, divrei talmid, divrei mishraimim. Someone who sends someone else to do something, he's not chayav not only b'dini adam but also b'dini shamayim. But the Ritva holds that he's chayav b'dini shamayim. So the agor on the shach, who is the son-in-law of the shach, he says, I'll bring a riot to Tosfos that even b'dini shamayim your putter. What's the riot? From our Gemara. Because the Gemara is saying that the Nochash had a good excuse. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishraimim. In other words, in Shliach Dvavero. But if someone who sends a Shliach Dvavero is considered to be Chai B'Dinei Shamayim, there the Nochash is dealing with Dinei Shamayim. He's dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what kind of taina, what kind of excuse does he have? You see that this excuse is not only good for Dinei Adam, but also for Dinei Shamayim. Several answers were said to answer the question of the raya of the son-in-law of the shach from our Gemara. The Chasam Sofer in his Tshuva Sefer, in Evin Ezer, Chelek Alef Siman Kufnun, he answers that the only time a person may be chayav v'dinei shamayim is only if he persuades someone to do something wrong. But if he persuades someone to convince somebody else to do something wrong, meaning it's a two-stage process, so then he's not chayav b'dinei shamayim. So it says the Chasam Sofer, yes, on the Isha herself, that the Nochash convinced Chavo to eat from Eitz Hadas, maybe in Echinami, he will be chayav b'dinei shamayim. But on what she went and convinced her husband, Adam Arisha, to eat from Eitz Hadas, on that, he's not chayav b'dinei shamayim. Because there he persuaded the Isha to persuade the Adam. So at least on that part, he could say, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishraimim. Now this Chasam Sofer works gevaldig in Cheshbon. Because one can ask, okay, so he has a good reason why he persuaded the Adam. But what about Chavo? What is his excuse for Chavo? But there's two answers legavi Chavo. First of all, the Chasam Sofer himself, in Torah Smoshe Pashva Zoysa Brocho, he brings a question. He says, I don't understand. The Nochash, well, who's the Nochash HaKadmoini? That's the Satan, that's the Yetzer Hara. That's his job, that's his tafkid. His tafkid is to cause people to do Averis. So what are you saying? You have a taina on the Nochash. That's why he was created in the world. Says the Chasam Sofer, yes. He was created to cause people to do Averis. But to cause people, to cause other people to do Averis, that he's not allowed to do. Because a machtir yoyseme argoy. And someone who's machti somebody else, he must speak him yod lasa tshuva. So the Nochash has a good excuse why he made Chavo to Eitz Hadas. But why did he make her persuade her husband to Eitz Hadas that he doesn't have a good excuse? So that's one nekudo. There's another nekudo that the Maharsha here says, the Gemara says, that the Nochash had many tainus. Says the Maharsha, what exactly are many tainus? What other tainus do we have? Says the Maharsha, the next sentence of the Gemara, because the Gemara says that minayin shekol ha-moisiv gori, how do you know if you add more than what you were told is bad? Because Chava said that she couldn't touch Eitz Hadas, not only eat Eitz Hadas, she can't touch Eitz Hadas. Says Rashi, so what did the Nochash do? The Nochash came and showed her that she touches Eitz Hadas, nothing happens. And he merely persuaded her to eat from Eitz Hadas. Says the Maharsha, this was the time that the Nochash had. He said the Isha added more to the Isser, and he merely, that's what caused her to eat from Eitz Hadas. Now there's a big shaila over here, because in Ovis Terab Nosson, Perik Aleph Aloch Hey, it's brought over there, a su siag la toyu. It's good to add siag to the toyu. One example of Su Saga Torah is that Adam Arishon added Saga Torah. Kesh Baruch Hu told him not to eat from Eitz Hadas. He added not to touch Eitz Hadas. How does it fit with our Gemara? Our Gemara seems to say that whoever said not to touch Eitz Hadas did something wrong. So the Shem Shmuel in Bereishis Tafish and Ches answers this. And he says like this. The Rambam brings that if a person says that I'm not allowed to do something, he makes up something I'm not allowed to do, he says because the Torah said not to do it, he's over al-Baal Tosif. But if he says I'm not allowed to do it, not because the Torah said it, just because it's a siag, then it's fine. So he says that's the difference between Adam Arishon and Chavo. The Avos Dam Nosa speaks about Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon, when he said not to touch Eitz Hadas, he meant for something good, meant for a siag la-Torah. And that's fine. But Chavo misunderstood Adam. And she thought that that's part of the original Issur that Kadosh Baruch Hu said. So by her, it wasn't a siag. By her, it was the Issur itself. So by her, it says that kol ha-moisiv goreya. So it comes out, according to this, Givaldik. The Isha, by the Isha, the Nochash has two excuses. First of all, this is his job, to make create for me to das, like the Chasefer says. Second, she added more to the Issur. So he may, that's what caused her to eat. So he has another excuse. So by the Isha, he has enough excuses why to be potter. But what about Adam Arishon? You don't have these two excuses. Because like the Shem Yishmuel says, he did not add to the Isser. And like the Chasu Sefer says, he didn't have permission, Nachash, to cause Chavo to persuade Adam Arishon. So these two excuses don't work for Adam Arishon. So what are you going to do with Adam Arishon? For that you have the excuse the Gemara says. Divirayah, divirayatama, divirayimishayimim. So the Chasu Sefer, this excuse works only for Adam Arishon, not for Chavo. Because by Chavo, he's still Chayo Medina Shamayim, like the Shach brings in the name of the Ritva. But by Adam Arishon, that it's already, it's a second shliach, he made Chavo make the Adam Arishon eat from it. There you have the Tanya, Divar Talmud, Divar Shoimim, that works even B'din Shamayim. So the Cheshbon comes Givaldik. The Divar Adivar Talmud is only for Adam Arishon. And doesn't work for Chavo. For Chavo, you have two tainis that we just mentioned that he had his tafkid and that she added Shikol Moisiv Goreya to work only for Chavo, not for the Rishon. So together, the Nochash had enough excuse, enough tainis to be potter. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.